The following program is paid for by Van Deest Medical Center, Webster City, Iowa. Well, good morning and happy July, everybody, and welcome to our Focus on Health brought to you by Van Deest Medical Center, where their focus is you. I'm being joined today on this first time for the month of July with Lori Foster from Van Deest Medical Center. Lori, very good day to you and happy July.
Good morning to you too, Pat.
Yes.
First of July is here.
First of July. Yep, it's finally here and already the halfway point of this year of 2026.
I know, it's hard to believe.
It sure is. It sure is. See, we were talking off air last night in a very special program at Van Deest Medical Center, Lori. It's all about the problem of human trafficking. I know there was a program. I know one of our guests knows all about just recently there in Ellsworth at the Trinity Lutheran Church. But again, it was Van Deest Medical Center's turn last night.
Yes, actually, the event was sponsored by Van Deest Medical Center and Trinity Lutheran Church mm-hmm. in Ellsworth. And Stacey Besh with Team Iowa was the presenter, and she really did a fantastic job. Talked all about human trafficking in Iowa and shared several examples. And she has just made it her mission to go out to all communities in Iowa and schools and talk about human trafficking so that everybody can know what to watch for. Mm-hmm. So very interesting, and we do thank her for bringing that program here.
Will they do another program like that somewhere in Hamilton County for this year?
You know? She is not scheduled again in Hamilton County, but okay. She is open to doing programs. She mentioned if she has the chance to get into any of the school systems, she would love to do that. She'll even coordinate a program, do one for the community the night before, and mm-hmm. then in the school the next day, or be in the school in the afternoon and do a program in the evening for the community. So she is very much interested in getting back into Hamilton County and any of the communities.
Well, glad to hear it was a big success last night. Well, Lori, we have a very special some guests here today, some very dear friends. But first, do you have some news of what's going on at Van Deest Medical Center?
I do. I have a couple of announcements that I'd like to share. I do want to mention that Van Deest Family Health Clinic in Stratford will be closed tomorrow, July 2nd. If anyone needs to have any services done, they can call the main clinic in Webster City. That number is 515-832-7800. And then in observance of Independence Day, all Van Deest Family Health Clinics will be closed Friday, July 3rd. So that includes Webster City, Jewell, Stratford, and Fort Dodge.
But just keep in mind that Van Deest Medical Center never takes a holiday because the EMS is always open 24/7 because illness never takes a holiday. So you always count on Van Deest Medical Center.
Thank you, Pat. Yes, we want to make sure that people know if they need to be seen, if they have any emergencies, to call 911. And you're right, the hospital will be open 24/7.
Indeed.
And our great team in the emergency department will be there.
That's for sure.
Yes. I also want to mention coming up next week already, we have the Webster City Community Blood Drive. It will be held Thursday, July 9th. That will be from 12:30 to 5:30 in the clinic boardroom at Van Deest Medical Center. And appointments are encouraged. They're not required. And they do actually welcome walk-ins. If you are someone that would like to schedule an appointment, the easiest way to do that is to go online to lifeservebloodcenter.org, schedule your appointment, and all donors will receive a free cookie from Scooters here in Webster City and a coupon for 20% off at the gift shop at the hospital there. And it's a great place to shop. You shop, and then they give. They turn around, and they utilize their proceeds and give back to the hospital with any type of equipment needs that may be necessary for patient care. And they also provide the scholarships, the healthcare scholarships, to graduating high school seniors.
Very good.
So that will do it for my announcements for today.
And, of course, we have celebrations going on in Williams. You asked me about that. They have the parade coming up the Saturday morning at 10. And of course, there'll be activities with the luncheon by the churches. Also, the nickel scramble with the, I think these folks know what it's all about being here today. We have also entertainment, and we have fireworks, and, of course, that fireworks show on Saturday night, weather permitting. That's why I knocked there.
Knocking on wood.
Same is true
yes.
with the celebration tomorrow night in Webster City for the market night.
Market
so
nights.
Those two things are weather permitting. Let's emphasize that. They're big events, so we'll see what happens.
Yes, and I'm glad you mentioned that because we're going to have a lot of our law enforcement and first responders down at Webster City Market Nights tomorrow night. So we certainly keep our fingers crossed and hope that that can be hosted. And yes, we can talk about some more of the festivities going on the 4th. We do have the Webster City Firecracker 5K going on here in Webster City. Okay. And the hospital is a sponsor of that. And then, of course, Williams has all sorts of festivities going on, the parade, and we hope a lot of people can take advantage of that.
Indeed. Well, we have some very special friends here today. We have from the Hamilton County Sheriff's Office, Alex Prusman, Steve Hansen from the WCPD, Webster City Police, and Brandon Hayes from the Webster City Fire Department talk about a wide variety of things. So, Lori, I'll let you carry on.
Very good. Thank you so much, Pat. Yes, this year, Independence Day is exceptionally historic. As most people know, we are marking America's 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. So there, nationwide, we have historical programs going on, patriotic events happening across the country. We here in Hamilton County want to make sure that everybody enjoys the holiday celebration while keeping safety in mind. The best way to keep our community safe is by preventing emergencies from happening in the first place. So I have asked this team, I called them my dream team, to join me on the program today to talk about the city ordinances regarding fireworks, what people need to know before handling fireworks to keep themselves and others safe. We also have new laws going into effect today, so we want to make sure we talk about that. And then just hear any updates that we have from our police, fire, and sheriff departments. So I am very pleased, as you mentioned, to have Steve Hansen, Brandon Hayes, and Alex Prusman here this morning. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Morning, guys.
Thanks for being here.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having us.
Yes, I very much appreciate it. Brandon, I'm going to get started with you.
All right. You're lucky.
These fireworks, yes. People have seen the fireworks display stands going up. I have to say, I feel like it's been pretty, I don't even want to say the word, but
please don't.
Peaceful. How about peaceful? Yeah. We'll go with that around Webster City. But let's talk about the city ordinance for the use of fireworks for the upcoming weekend.
Okay, so I'm going to kind of go through the ordinance. I'm going to do an abbreviated of it, of the what I think the high points are.
Sure.
So one of the most important things going into this that changes each year is when we can actually light off the fireworks. And so this year, the council has approved July 3rd, 4th, and 5th as the days that we can set off the fireworks from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. And so basically 9 in the morning to 11 at night, you can set the fireworks off and to be within that ordinance. No person under 18 can light off the fireworks in Webster City. So you need to be at least an adult to do this. You have to be on your property, or you have to have permission from whose property you're on if you're going to light it off there. And so to go to an empty lot that you don't know whose it is, there could be some problems that could occur from that because that would be against the ordinance. When you light off these fireworks, you are assuming all responsibilities of what you're doing. So think that through. If something would adversely come from that, you could be held liable for expenses, for something that would be against the ordinance. You could get to talk with the law enforcement. So that would be, that'd be bad also. Need to be sober. So we're not going to be under the influence of any drugs or alcohol when we're lighting these fireworks off. Sky lanterns. Sky lanterns are actually prohibited in the city. So what a sky lantern is when they light a little candle and then the heat makes it rise kind of like a hot air balloon. And then eventually it comes back down. And so those are strictly prohibited. Can't have those at all. And so that is the stripped down version of the ordinance. You can go to the city's website and read it its entirety. Those are the main points. You need to be safe when you're doing it. And you cannot alter any fireworks. So you're supposed to light them off as intended. So if this one is a little bit of power and this one's a little bit of power, you're not supposed to put them together to make a lot of power.
Double that power. Round
line. Yep. And so no redneck ingenuity here. So that is the ordinance that the city has set forth for fireworks in Webster City.
Very good. Thank you for sharing that. Anytime, but especially with fireworks, people need to expect the unexpected. So let's talk about what is important for people to know before they handle fireworks. Let's talk about some of the safety precautions and recommendations.
So first thing you need to know is these will hurt you, and they do hurt people. Mm-hmm. So we're not just saying, hey, this could happen. No, it does happen. And so the thing that I think is most important, that when people go and you're going to set some fireworks off, you need to know what the what's going to happen. When I light this fuse, is it going to go bang? Is it going to go
shoot up?
Mm-hmm. You know, is it going to come out in the sky? You know, what's going to happen when I do this? Then by doing that, then I can kind of say, this is what I need to do. I need to be this far away when this happens, or aim it this direction. Or there's a house over there, I need to aim it this way.
Right.
One of the big things is don't hold the fireworks. Every year, and it will happen this year.
It will.
Let's try not to happen here. Somebody's going to blow a finger off.
Mm.
Somebody's going to get an eye probably blinded. And so those things are going to happen because people are not taking the precautions. So we can light off some different things that just go bang. Make sure that they're on the ground. You're not going to light it and then throw it. We don't know how fast that fuse is. And even if you think you do know how fast that fuse is, doesn't mean it can't go faster.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't want to hold them. We get into the bottle rockets and the things that go up in the air. We want to make sure that we have them in a device that's holding them, that's aiming them before we light them. And then we can go ahead and light them safely, get back, and it'll go where it's aiming. And so so I don't know of any fireworks that's designed other than a sparkler that you're supposed to actually hold on to while you're lighting it. And so do not hold them. Know where they're getting aimed. And if for some reason it's, we'll call it a dud, or doesn't go off, it could be delayed. It could still go off. So let that sit for a while, kind of go a different direction. And so I think that's where these people, they get hit in the face with it. They'll go and they'll kind of look at it.
Check it.
And shake it a little bit.
Why isn't that going off?
And all of a sudden, here we go. Mm-hmm. Or there's a little bit of fuse left and they relight it and they're standing in the wrong place. And so those are the things that I think that we need to look at. Another thing is where we've seen some problems, we'll call it, in the past, is people are trying to do the right thing by picking up the fireworks, and then they throw them in the garbage can. And we've actually had a few calls over the last few years on discarded fireworks that people went and picked all up, put in the garbage can, and an hour later the garbage can's on fire. Yes. And so that is, you know, it's just kind of learning for everybody since the law went into effect. That is the one thing that we're seeing where fires are occurring, is not necessarily from the explosion of the firework, but they pick them up and they're not totally extinguished. So if you are going to, or when you pick them up, either throw them in a bucket of water or leave them more in an open area. And so instead of throwing them in a garbage can, especially if it'd be in your garage or, you know, somebody else's garbage can, we've had that happen.
Yes.
So that's not exactly good. And so that'd be my recommendations for having a safe 4th of July.
Very good. And I can't help but think when you mentioned have the water, I mean, also to have a hose handy, a bucket of water handy, I think, when you're lighting off these fireworks in general, just...
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody's got a garden hose on their house. Some people do have water extinguishers, if not just a bucket of water to put the stuff in. Think of it this way. You can't be too safe.
Right.
You can't overdo it. And so if you're sitting there thinking, man, should I have this?
Yes.
Do. Just do, because if you don't need it, great. And if you do, you have it there. And so the big thing is like I say, we just want everybody to be safe. We want everybody to have a fun, good time with this. There's people that this is their holiday for the yes. year. There's people that dread it. And so, and we'll just all get along and have fun and be safe.
Right. Great tips, Brandon. I appreciate you sharing that with our listeners today. How about from your department? What's going on with the fire department? Anything new to share?
Well, we've been real busy. We've had a few too many fires yeah. this year, and that always concerns us. So we always preach, you know, fire safety. Mm-hmm. Make sure your smoke detectors are operational in your house. That is the first and foremost thing that people can do to help save their life. Mm-hmm. And so if a fire occurs in the middle of the night, that is your way out. You have to be woke up. And that's by that smoke detector. And so we go to a lot of house fires, and when we go in, we do not hear a smoke detector going off. And that's concerning. And mm-hmm. so we did recently have a fatality here in town, and you know, one is too many. And right. so we right. want to make sure that everybody has the smoke detectors. If they do not have smoke detectors, they can call the fire department, and we'll come put one up for them. We get grants for smoke detectors, and
very
so
nice.
We do have them at the station. We'll come and put them up in people's houses for them. Another thing that I always mention whenever we talk with people is volunteers. If there's anybody out there that wants to be a volunteer, this is what makes our department is good volunteers. And in today's busy world, it's getting harder and harder and harder for people to show up at all the different calls. And so anybody out there wants to be a volunteer, stop by the fire station. And I believe it's on the city's website also under employment.
Okay. Great.
All right.
Thanks so much. I appreciate you being on the program today, Brandon. All right. Let's hear from Steve and the Webster City Police Department.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for being here.
No problem.
What safety tips would you like to share leading up to the holiday weekend?
Oh, so to kind of add to what Brandon said, a few things that the police department deals with a little more I want to emphasize on the ordinance is these have to be set off on your property. That doesn't mean on the city street, doesn't mean on the city parks. You know, when you're setting them off, you got to make sure you're looking for trees and things like that. And it's pretty common for people to move out to the street because it's clear. That is against our ordinance. You have to be on your property or property where you have permission. In city parks, city property, the fairgrounds, places like that is not allowed. You need permission to do it, so it has to be on your property. And then the other big thing is a fireworks call in general is not 911. Okay. The dispatchers are definitely going to earn their pay this weekend.
Yes.
And it is not 911. If somebody set off a firework and blew up the neighbor's house, that's 911. If somebody's setting off fireworks at 11:05, that's not 911. So if you see somebody acting in an unsafe manner, by all means, give us a call. But please, I would remind you to call 832-8636, which is the non-emergency number for the police department. And the dispatcher will take the information and send an officer, and they'll handle it accordingly. As the evening goes on, not sure if I have two or three working this weekend, but as the evening goes on, the calls will increase. Mm-hmm. And so just be patient. They will get to you. We prioritize them, you know. But the big thing to remember is the 911 versus the non-emergency. Most firework calls are going to be non-emergency. So please just do your best to report it that way, and we'll get there. And then clean up after yourself. Clean up safely, but clean up after yourself. It's also not uncommon to drive through early the next morning and fireworks all over the street. Clean up after yourself. Don't do it in the street, but if somebody does, clean up after yourself and do it safely. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I think Brandon kind of hit everything. You know, it's going to be a busy travel weekend. Kind of different with the 4th landing on a Saturday this year, but everyone, you know, the weekend will start tomorrow night at Market Nights, hopefully. And so just busy travel weekend, all your typical travel safety tips. So,
mm-hmm. Very good.
If I may interject,
yes.
If you know neighbors that are with PTSD or have pets,
mm-hmm.
please do not let those fireworks go off, because not everyone's a fan of fireworks. Okay? But we had some good tips here from Steve and from Brandon, so I just might want to interject that too.
Very good.
Yeah, that's just about being a good neighbor. Know who your neighbors are. You know who your neighbors are. Visit with them. Let them know what you're going to be doing. Just be respectful of it. You know, if you have somebody that is not as big of a fan, maybe go to your friend's house to set them off. You know, just be respectful to your neighbors. So
there you go.
Very good. So lately, what calls or information has your department been receiving from residents?
Oh, in summertime, you know, summertime calls. We're definitely into summer. Nothing too exciting. It's just, you know, kids are out of school, and so the traffic is a little bit different. You know, not as much traffic during this school time because school's not there, but now kids are just out and about and doing things. And so far, so good this summer. Nothing major to report. Nothing too exciting, which is good to report. So.
Yeah, we'll just knock on wood again for that. How about some initiatives going on in your department? Or any new officers?
Well, we don't have any new officers. I think our newest one's been here for 4 or 5 months, and we are currently fully staffed, which puts us at 13 officers, counting myself. So it's the first time that I think Web City PD has been fully staffed in a very long time. So that's exciting. And so we have all four shifts are full, and yeah, things are going good.
Very good. Great to hear. Anything else you want to share, Steve?
Like Pat said earlier, tomorrow night is market night. It's going to be first responder night. And so the police department will be there, fire department will be there, sheriff's office will be there. Also, Officer Michael Lehman will be there with our canine Chad. And as a fundraiser, they got some t-shirts donated. And so Officer Lehman will be selling t-shirts and some challenge coins. And all the proceeds from that will go to support Chad's operations. It's what we use to buy his food and all of his vet bills and equipment and things like that.
Oh, very good. Well, great to hear.
And then we're about a month out, but in August, the first Tuesday in August, August 4th, I believe, is National Night Out at West Twin Park.
Great. So more to come on that.
Right.
When we get closer to that date, we'll have a couple officers and maybe even Steve back to talk about National Night Out.
Yeah, we'll have that, I believe, on the last Wednesday in July. For that, I think the 29th of July, we'll talk more about that.
Focus
on health show.
Yes. Thank you so much, Steve.
Thank you.
We want to make sure we incorporate our sheriff, Alex.
Yep, you're the last.
No, they can have all the time they want.
Oh, gee, thanks.
And starting today, the default speed limit on two-lane highways and paved county roads in Iowa increases. I won't share that information. I'll let you take it from there, Alex, and share what it means.
Yes, as of midnight this morning, it changed to 60 miles an hour on all two-lane hard surface roads paved in the state and county level. That does not mean all the signage has changed yet. However, the state code does say 60. The speed limit is 60. However, I would encourage, if this still says 55, to treat it as a 55. Just because we may have people who aren't from around the area, aren't from the state, aren't up to date with the laws, don't know that it's changing, that are going to be still driving 55 or even lower or slower. Again, my department will be doing it, enforcing it at 60, but the signs will take a little bit to change because there's more to it than just slapping a new sticker on the sign. There's some, our county engineer is awesome, and he has to do some work to get the no passing zones updated, the speed limit changing signs updated, the rumble strips have to be looked at. I mean, everything has to be looked at. It's not just a sign. So it's going to take some time to happen, so don't expect them to be changed tonight or tomorrow. Each county is in control of changing their own, and the state does their portion. Other than that, that's probably the biggest law change that people are going to see. But again, it takes time. It will be 60. Some counties are going to enforce it a little different, I've heard. But in Hamilton County, it will be 60 because that's what the state law says.
Very good. Well, and you know, with the holiday on the weekend, we'll see increased traffic out there on highways. What safety tips or recommendations do you have to share with listeners?
Just be smart. It's going to be busy. Like Chief and Brandon have already adhered to, that it's forth on a Saturday is really going to make it busy. Starting tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday, it's going to be, traffic's going to be heavy, 35 and 20, which is what we obviously have to cover, will be full. We already had one pretty major accident last night of people traveling for it. So I don't expect that to end, unfortunately. I know this world isn't perfect, but let's hope for the best. But we've already had one. So just be smart, adhere to that speed limit, go with the flow of traffic. My biggest pet peeve, don't hang out in the passing lane, okay? Especially in these heavy traffic days, because you're going to make a bottleneck and it's just going to make it worse. So just be smart, use your smarts, use your driving ability to the best you can.
Mm-hmm. And respect those speed limits.
I think that should have been forever, but well, that's a different story.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. As we know, people get in a hurry to get where they need to go,
and
that can create issues. So how about from the Sheriff's Department? What's new? What do you have to share?
We are busy. Today we just hired our 12th deputy, which includes myself, so we are fully staffed as well at the Sheriff's Office. He starts today. He'll go to the academy in August. He's from Oklahoma, but he graduated from Webster City, so people will know who he is. It's Mason Lake. Family's from around here. He was a firefighter here. So that starts today. We have another dispatcher that starts today. That makes our dispatching crew full for the first time in a very long time, ever since the merger with Webster City. We've had some come and go, but I think we got a pretty good crew out there. It's the training aspect of it that is coming next. So a lot of moving parts all the time. That's essentially what it is.
Yes.
We might ask both these gentlemen, how's it been working out since this all started? Maybe Steve or you, Alex, and briefly summarize how this merger's helping out, working out.
I think it's going very well. Obviously, there's growing pain. There's bumps in the roads that we have to learn from each other, know what each other wants, what the other offices want. But overall, I think it's going really well.
Yeah, I would echo that. From a community standpoint, if you need law enforcement, nothing has changed. You call a different number. A dispatcher answers the phone. They take the information. They send an officer. Probably the biggest adjustment for us has just been the public access to our office. What used to be open 24/7 because it was staffed by a dispatcher all hours of the day is now a business hour office window. And even then, with some staffing issues, sometimes it's open, sometimes it's not. So that would probably be the biggest adjustment or biggest complaint that I've received is the public access to the window. But we've taken care of that. There's a phone in the lobby you can pick up, takes you right to dispatch, and then if you call either number, it will get you to our dispatch. So,
yes, our dispatchers are awesome. They will get you the help you need. Just call that number, and they will get you what you need, whether it be fire, police, EMS, whatever. They'll get it to you.
Those times sure have changed since I've been following.
You've seen a lot, Pat.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I have, because at one time there was a dispatcher at the police department downtown, 24/7. Again, that came to an end. How long has it been?
About a year. Last September.
There you go. Last September this is when it happened. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, very good. Any parting words from any of you you'd like to share?
I think Brandon said all the words for us.
Be safe.
I think you all did a great job.
Yes. Yeah, just be safe. Just be safe out there. And hopefully we don't have to see you in our capacities and just have fun.
Yep. Stay safe, Hamilton County.
Yes, and really that is coming from all the departments. I do want to thank Steve and Brandon and Alex for being on the program today. And from those of us at the hospital, too, we work very closely with all of these departments. We thank them for their support, everything they do to keep our communities safe. And that's what we're extending to our listeners and our communities today is wishing a very happy holiday weekend. And we want everyone to remain safe while enjoying their festivities.
There you go. Anything else for the good of the cause there, Lori, but what's coming up next week?
I don't believe so. I think we're good to go.
And just a reminder, too, there'll be a closing of the Van Deese Medical Center Clinic. That's down in Stratford, I believe. Then
Stratford is closed tomorrow, and then all of our clinics in Fort Dodge, Webster City, Jewell, and Stratford will be closed on Friday.
But nevertheless, Van Deese Medical Center will be open for those who need medical attention because illness never takes a holiday. So just count on Van Deese Medical Center during the upcoming weekend.
That is right. And we want to make sure people know that. And if they have any emergency, they need to call 911. And we have a terrific team that will be out at the hospital and in our emergency department to serve them.
All right. Well, Alex Prusman, Steve Hansen, and Brandon Hayes, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Absolutely.
Thank you for having us.
You bet. There'll be another show next week, and that does it for Focus on Health, brought to you by Van Deese Medical Center, where their focus is you. I'm Pat Powers. The preceding program was paid for by Van Deese Medical Center, Webster City, Iowa. Right now, 74 degrees on Radio Hill on this Wednesday. This is KQWC, FM 95.7, Webster City.